Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, clear skies across Israel, with a gentle breeze, temperatures are mild and comfortable, ideal for those enjoying the evening outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, Israel and Hezbollah have renewed a ceasefire after recent tensions. The IDF remains in southern Lebanon. This development comes as the U.S. and Qatar brokered the truce through Tehran. Also, a short time ago, the Jerusalem Post reports Hezbollah's chief stated the group is capable of victory. The IDF claims it has attacked over 10-0 Hezbollah targets in Lebanon, killing dozens over the past day. Also this hour, Axios reports the U.S. claims the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire is back on. Continued fighting delayed the U.S.-Iran talks. Separately, in earlier reporting from Ynet, U.S. intelligence feared Netanyahu might undermine the Iran deal. The Washington Post suggests American agencies warned the Trump administration of potential actions in Lebanon. And finally, JNS reports Lebanon-Israel talks will resume in Washington next week. This follows a call between Senator Rubio and President Aoun as the fragile ceasefire holds. Reaction has been swift on social media. Raylan Givens, an online commentator, posted just minutes ago about Trump praising Netanyahu. Trump called Netanyahu a warrior prime minister during an Air Force One ceremony. Joe Truesman, a conflict analyst, posted earlier today about the significant losses Hezbollah has faced. He noted the burials of key Hezbollah members amidst the ongoing ceasefire. IL Red Alert, which tracks missile alerts, reported half an hour ago that Trump described the U.S. as having fought very well with Israel. He commended Netanyahu for his leadership. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the renewed ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. The Times of Israel notes that the truce was brokered through Tehran, highlighting Iran's influence over Hezbollah. This is a strategic move by the U.S. and Qatar to stabilize the region. The ceasefire aims to prevent further escalation, although tensions remain high. Turning to the statements from Hezbollah's chief, the Jerusalem Post reports that despite the heavy bombardment and significant losses, Hezbollah remains defiant. The IDF's operations targeted over 10-0 sites, showcasing its military capabilities. This ongoing conflict impacts civilian safety and regional stability. Meanwhile, the Axios article on the ceasefire's impact on U.S.-Iran talks highlights the diplomatic challenges. The delay in discussions underscores the fragile nature of Middle Eastern peace efforts. The outcome of these talks could influence future negotiations and regional alliances. Separately, Ynet's report on U.S. intelligence concerns about Netanyahu's influence reflects the delicate balance in international diplomacy. The fear of undermining the Iran deal shows the complexities in the U.S.-Israel relationship. This has potential ramifications for future agreements and regional power dynamics. Finally, the resumption of Lebanon-Israel talks in Washington, as reported by JNS, suggests a move towards dialogue. These discussions aim to solidify the fragile ceasefire and address broader peace issues. Successful talks could pave the way for more stable relations. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that NextVision insiders have cashed out $200 million in shares. The drone camera maker's stock is attracting foreign investors, highlighting its success in defense tech. Separately, from Walla Business, the consumer price index fell by 0.3%, with housing prices declining. The Central Bureau of Statistics shows inflation is under control, which is positive news for the economy. And finally, according to Globes, Keystone and Generation are in a bidding war for Shikun and Binui Energy. Keystone's latest bid exceeds NIS 4.35 billion, indicating strong interest in the energy sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.